today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How many times have you heard this question asked? Do you love me? Have you ever asked this question yourself? It's a question I've heard and still hear quite often. People want to know if they are loved. I believe that we should show the love of Jesus Christ to all we come in contact with. Loving people is not a difficult thing to do. It takes minimal effort, but it does require effort. The Word of God shares with us to love our enemies. It seems like a difficult thing to do, but we can do it if we deal with our feelings. 9 times out of 10, we allow our feelings to get in the way of progress. Feelings come and feelings go. We should not be subject to them. There are many things that create obstacles that people have to get over in order to love according to God's plan. 2 of them are, 1, people who have never experienced true love can't give what they have not experienced. 2, people have not or don't know how to love themselves, so how can they love others? The basis for learning how to love others is learning how to love yourself. People say they love themselves, but if you look at how they treat themselves, you will come to a different conclusion. When you learn how to love yourself, it is easy to love others because you see them as God sees them. They are your neighbors. In Romans chapter 13, verse 8, it is written, "Owe no man anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law." This verse states that love is a debt. Loving other people is a debt we must pay. We owe it. It's a bill that we have to pay each day. We have 86,400 seconds in a 24-hour period. Surely we can pay this bill. It is interesting how the writer shares with us to owe no man nothing except to love one another. The love you show towards others will be reciprocated. When you love someone, you are sowing into their life, and that good ground will yield a harvest. Based on the verse of Scripture, love is a debt that we will always be paying. Frankie Beverly of Mays had a song that stated, "Love is the key." Who are you expressing your love towards today? Do you love the person who says nasty words to you? Do you love the person who did not keep his word? The verse states to love your neighbor, but who is your neighbor? Look around. Everyone you see is your neighbor. Today, take the time to embrace your neighbor. Show them what it means to be loved. Let them experience the love of Jesus Christ that is in you. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.